Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. He says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. This is Dire Straits bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Sorok is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. More than 4 years he's been hanging out with us. President of Sorok Financial Services, author of a brand spanking new book, The American Dream Revisited. And it's just now, I mean literally just now on the shelves. You can go down to a store and or on Amazon or wherever and buy it right now. Gary, welcome back and congratulations. I've had the pleasure of watching you conceive and build and birth this baby, and it's been fun.
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes elephants to develop their kids, but I feel like 20, I developed one.
22 months.
Okay, well, no, I must have had twins, Jim. That's all I got to say. God, it's a long time. But, yeah, thank you. It's been a very exciting and very interesting. And, you know, having this put together and really being able to walk in a place and see it is very cool.
It is cool. So tell me about, tell the audience about why you chose the idea of the American Dream.
Well, it really
all happened. And why we need to revisit it.
Well, we need to, and I'll get to both of those. This happened really because I'm in the financial services world, so most mornings, I find myself in a coffee shop, and I sit down and I get a mocha, and I'm sitting in a coffee shop in Canton, Ohio, where I live, and drinking my mocha, thinking about my day, kind of planning out how I do things, and in walks four young college students, and I say young because they were, and right. They sit at a table behind me, and they're talking, and all of a sudden they bring up the American Dream. And one of them referred to it as the American disaster, and they went off on this thing, and it really bothered me. One of them tried to defend it, so it was really three against one.
Right.
And that conversation I found to be very disturbing to me, and the reason it was disturbing is I'm sitting there listening to this and thinking, wow, these guys are just starting their life, and they're already negative.
Right.
Very uncomfortable. So when I get upset with stuff, I start writing, and this really became... Middle of the night one night, I decided I was going to write a book. And I mean, literally, like 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up stone cold awake and said, wait, I know how to handle this. I'm writing a book. And I decided to write a book and prove that the American Dream is still around and it does need revisited. And it isn't the one about, you know, getting rich and, you know, buying
well,
a lot of
tickets. Well, this is a great book to give to the Gen Y generation because, you know, they're huge. That generation is 84 million. They're huge. And the biggest generation we've ever raised, and they're all in the grown now. They're all as big as they're going to be, and some of them are 30s, and some of them are almost barely teenagers, but most are in their 20s. But you know, I think about that generation taking over and fixing a lot of the things that are wrong right now. And taking us back to a time when the American Dream did not need to be defended. But then, Gary, I think, how will they know how to get back there?
Precisely.
Which is the conversation you were having, three against one on how to get back there. And that's the reason I think your book's so important.
Well, thank you. And it's interesting to me because one of the whole parts of the book is role models. You got to have mentors. You got to have people that you look at and say, wow, they did this. This is very, very good. And I think that was part of it. So I chose stories from really all over the country, people from all over the world, and told their stories about what they achieved. And Jim, most of it wasn't about, in fact, none of it was about getting rich, by the way. It was all about, you know, food, clothing, shelter, you know, having protection, being safe. It was way different than what the American Dream is being portrayed today. It's not even close to that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very interesting. So I just took a different look at it, I thought, and said, let's go back in the past a bit and let's see if we can't rethink how this really should be and what it was when we started.
What do you think, when you think of the American Dream, what do you think it is?
Opportunity. I think freedom and opportunity. and the freedom to have the opportunity. You can go to school. You can get a scholarship. If you take a loan, I mean, you can get educated. There's
right.
just so many things you can do today that you could never do in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's what that's all about.
Well, and you know, when I think of all that, I have to oppose the concept of liberty.
Absolutely.
Because liberty is a contract that we give to each other.
Uh-huh.
And you know, that's when we take freedom and put it on paper as a contract where I give you the right, you know, I recognize your right to be who you want to be and to start whatever business you want to start, to buy whatever home you want to buy, to move wherever you want to move and to follow whatever career you want to follow and to become whatever you want to be. That's the American dream, isn't it? If you never
Absolutely.
Own a home, if you never get a college degree.
Right. I that is freedom and opportunity. You and I have got the exact same definition. We may say it a little differently, but we're in the same place.
But what comes with that, Gary, it seems to me, that we're losing is individual responsibility. See, that's where I think we're going to, if we lose the American dream, it'll be because we stop taking responsibility for our own actions and start requiring the government to stand up for us. What do you think?
Oh, here's part two of the conversation at the table behind me.
Yeah.
They start blaming college debt on you know, colleges and the country and
mm-hmm.
credit cards, and they're talking about credit. I mean, they're very, very negative about that, and I'm saying, wait a minute, you guys are getting educated. You're going to earn a living.
Right.
I mean, I didn't talk to them. This
well, nobody made you take those loans.
No, and no one made you go to school. But
and,
by
and
the
they
way,
probably borrowed money to eat on.
I'm sure
you
they
could
did.
Do that. You could do that in those days. I'm not sure about now, but you could borrow money and not work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you know, for rent and everything. The book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely. And it's Gary. Where? Also, at GarySirak.com.
SIRAK, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.